I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. I was visiting the Woodrow Wilson Museum in Stanton and happened to notice that the gigantic elderly house across from it was being renovated and turned into a B&B. Not being shy, I bounded across the street, introduced myself to owner Jeff Ribman, and I asked if he'd come talk with me for The Spark. And when he did, he told me that he and his wife have been living happily in New Zealand for years. So I asked, how did you get yourselves into such a massive renovation project in Stanton, Virginia?
How did I end up in this place?
Everybody says you're crazy, Jeff. We made a trip over here. It was an extended vacation. We rented an RV in Chicago and had 30 days with it. So we first thing we did is we headed down the Mississippi Trail. And then we hit Memphis and headed east from Memphis. The idea was to go ahead and stop and see my daughter, who's attending University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And from that point, we were going to go to Washington. But you can't just do it all in one day. So we split it into three. And Stanton was, I think, the second stop. And when we got here, the campground we were going to stay in was flooded. So we ended up staying at the Walmart parking lot. A very rough night. Some truck had its refrigerator going all night, decided to park right next to us, and it was quite noisy. The next morning, we get up, and we drive down Richmond Avenue towards the town and just got goosebumps when we saw the historic town. And that was it. We fell in love immediately with the town, and we started looking.
Now, wait a minute. What did Stanton have that New Zealand didn't?
Well, there's quite a few things that Stanton has. The one thing is the bed and breakfast. The seeds for that were planted probably a few years ago on my birthday when my wife took me to a bed and breakfast in New Zealand. And we saw a nice old lady there just having a grand old time running the place. She said, geez, you know, everybody just worships her house and what she does, and I want that kind of life.
Have you ever done anything remotely connected to the hospitality industry except enjoy it?
That's a very good question. And no, we have not. I think that everybody's got transferable skills. I may be somewhat of a decent cook. We'll get to experiment with that a little bit later. At least the guests will let me know. I don't know. You just take what you have. I think I'm... I was probably one of those serial entrepreneur type people as well, trying to start up this, start up that, and start up everything. So this is just in line with everything else. I've started up a bed and breakfast.
What do you like about startups?
Just watching an idea come to fruition. And this one was really tough.
Well, let's start with the house.
Yes. Let's start with the house.
Tell me about the house, the age, you know, and how it was when you found it.
Yeah, the house was built in 1896 by the Catlett family, which was a fairly prominent family in Stanton amongst the Blue Bloods, and had changed hands probably only four times since the original owners. It's a big... I guess you would call it a mansion.
I would.
Yeah. But it was in fairly bad shape when we bought it. The railings on the second floor balcony were coming off. The roof leaked. There were tons of problems. But we decided, you know, buy it as is. We've got a vision. We're going to turn this into a very beautiful house, hopefully second to none. And we didn't know how long it would take or what we would be in for, but it was tough. It really was tough.
I want some stories, please.
Okay. which disaster do you want to hear about?
One.
The rain in the kitchen? All right. Neither of us have ever experienced winter before. So last winter was a doozy here in Shenandoah Valley with the polar vortex coming down. We didn't know. Nobody told us about freezing pipes, but we had all the different pipes that you can imagine in this house over the years, galvanized, copper, plastic. So I think it was during the second major freeze, almost about a year ago, that we lost our water. We didn't know why. but eventually we found it again, but it was coming through the kitchen ceiling. It was raining. So, yeah, that gave me a little bit of inspiration to change the plumbing in the entire house, which we did. You name it. We've modernized the inside as far as functional things. But the form things, which is my wife's specialty, we've kept pretty much to the era.
Were either of you carpenters or handy people or anything?
Salesmen. I'm a salesman. So, DIY is not in my genetic...
So have you been DIYing?
Yes. Yes.
And how's your learning curve gone?
Yes, yes. I actually took a course in plumbing. Went to the Vocational Technical Institute here in the Valley and learned a lot about plumbing, which is why we changed all the plumbing on the inside.
Did you change it or did you get somebody in?
We got somebody in. I've done some of it myself, but nothing real major. A few drains here and there, some water lines. But
probably wise.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, actually. I know what I'm doing now.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah, I reinstalled a toilet as well. So.
And this is all new.
All
this
new.
This is all new to you.
Yes, no carpentry experience, but I've been cutting things up, carving things up, you name it. Electrical as well.
What was the biggest surprise?
I don't know if I should even say it on air. Where is this going to? I will say it. I will say it. It was an absolute shock. We got back from a trip that we took to Spain. We had booked it a while back. It was just under a year ago. I went down to the basement to do some stuff with the boiler down there, and I looked and half my chimney was gone, and there was a big hole in the basement.
I'm gaping.
Yes. It was a sinkhole. So we were quite shocked. Fortunately for us, we had taken some insurance, so it was covered, but it was quite shocking at one stage. We thought the whole house was going to go into the hole. But it's nice and reinforced now and very safe. Do not fear. We have put reinforcing bar and put grout in there, and the house is more stable and sturdier than it's ever been. We want the wow factor, yes.
Jeff Ribman and his wife Bonnie have built themselves a 3-bedroom eyrie on the 3rd floor. Berkeley House B&B is set to open, hopefully, in a couple of weeks. Pictures and a Facebook page link are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
I wanted to say my business is 24 hours a day. I'm your hand in mind. Yes, I'm your hand in mind.